The Lord be with you.
Yes,
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. The Gospel of the Lord. Every year on this fourth Sunday of Easter, we celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday because every year a section of that part of John's Gospel where Jesus talks about the Good Shepherd is read to us. For instance, today Jesus says he's the Good Shepherd and the sheep hear his voice and follow him. But it seems that's not enough. That is, there aren't enough people following the Good Shepherd, especially in vocations to religious life and the priesthood today. So today is also designated throughout the world as the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. But I think we have a problem. I think it's a real challenge to preach on vocations, especially this year. The Academy Awards this year gave the award for the best picture to Spotlight, which brought up again that crucifying story about the way the Archdiocese of Boston mishandled the cases of eventually about 250 abusive priests and their survivors and the victims of their abuse. That opened the door to other revelations throughout our country and, of course, led to a massive settlement here in our own Archdiocese of Los Angeles. Most parents strongly resist a son or a daughter who comes and says they want to become a priest or a religious. This abuse crisis is international, too. Father Dennis told me before he left that Ireland, which used to be such a cradle of vocations, that it would send priests and religious all over the world as missionaries, including our own archdiocese, where many priests from Ireland still serve, including Martin Sr., and a number of them have become our bishops. Ireland, he said, has no vocations to the priesthood. None. And Father Dennis said he wouldn't dare to wear his Roman collar on the streets of Ireland because there's so much hostility. Some of the Irish Capuchins that we know from St. Francis High School have told us the same thing. They don't wear their Capuchin robe on the streets anymore. I experienced that same uncertainty a few years ago in the height of the abuse crisis here in Los Angeles. When I was downtown, walking downtown to a meeting, and I had my Roman collar on. And as I was walking down the street, a young woman was approaching me. When she got near, I nodded in acknowledgement, and the look on her face, her face must have gone through six different contortions. She just didn't know how to respond to me. So today, I should be trying to encourage you to pray for vocations. Well, yes. In fact, maybe more so than ever. One reason is very personal. I'm getting pretty tired and pretty old. I'm in my 80s, and every Sunday I have at least three or four masses, every weekend, I mean, either here or I also help at St. Andrew's down the street. And I know some priests who are alone in their parishes and have to say five or six masses every weekend. This isn't the cruise we signed up for. Retirement just seems to mean to most people that now we're more available. I'm not complaining. You know, being a Capuchin and a priest is one of the most gratifying things in my life, and I would do it all over again. But I'm just warning you, We're getting pretty old, and we're not going to be here much longer. And you know that here at Holy Family, we've been losing one of our priests. Father Paul is going back to Philippines in the summertime. Father Bob is still on sick leave. The other parish where I help is St. Andrew's, just lost a priest who helps there. He was reassigned to New York. And Father Dennis returned to Ireland last week, and he won't be back till the fall. So here we are. I think this probably means we should be praying for vocations in a different way on this World Day of Prayer for Vocations. Maybe we should start praying and thinking outside the box. Is it the fault of the Holy Spirit that there are no vocations, or is it our fault? Maybe as a church, our idea of vocations is too boxed in, only single men. We're not looking for married men, and we're not looking for women. However, Pope Francis, after that marvelous exhortation on family life that he issued about 2 weeks ago, is probably going, from what we hear, to call the next synod in Rome, maybe in a few years, about married men and the priesthood. But he is still not speaking about women. Even though other Christians have been ordaining married men for centuries, and now some have also been ordaining women, not just as priests, but as bishops. It is hard to believe that the Holy Spirit practices discrimination, allowing it to some churches and not to others. But I also know that dramatic changes like this are not easy in our international church that has so many different cultures and so many different sensibilities around the world. That's why it will take a lot of prayer, and I urge you to pray today for vocations, for us to know clearly what the Holy Spirit is asking of us and how we should respond. But the church has responded to dramatic changes before. One example you heard in today's first reading. That's the day when Paul and Barnabas, who had been sent out by the original disciples or apostles in Jerusalem to evangelize in Asia Minor, were rejected by the Jews, and then they turned to the Gentiles almost exclusively after that. Now, that was mind-blowing in the church. In fact, it almost caused a crisis. It did cause a crisis in that early church. It led up to such an argument that the first council was called in the church, the Council of Jerusalem, to handle this matter. Now, fortunately, they opened the church to Gentiles, but there were restrictions and resistance, and Peter and Paul even had a face-to-face argument about this, a real bitter argument at one time. And St. James, the Bishop of Jerusalem, resisted this for a long time. But the church survived, and we take it for granted now that we have a Gentile church. But that was when the church has never been the same since. But that was where the Holy Spirit and the Good Shepherd were leading the church. Thank God that Paul and Barnabas never said, "We don't do Gentiles." I think then that's what we should be praying for today, that this Good Shepherd, on this Good Shepherd Saturday, dedicated to vocations, I think we should be praying that we as a church may be more open to the Holy Spirit, to the gifts and the inspiration and the guidance that the Spirit gives, wherever the Good Shepherd, wherever the Holy Spirit lead us. Like Paul and Barnabas, may we as a church not keep saying, "We don't do that." And I also hope that by saying all this, there soon won't be one fewer priest to help you out. Amen.